Hi, Kyle. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Before we talk about a pretty cool event that starts today, I wanted to get your take on Randy Heckman. He's running for governor, or excuse me, for the United States Senate seat currently held by Debbie Stabenow. And budgets are tight, money is tight, and he feels that government needs to give less money to charity, and that we need to step up as private citizens. The churches and other groups need to just step up more and take on more of that burden. What do you think about that statement?
Well, I think, first off, that it's important that we understand that there are huge needs out there that neither government nor the nonprofit sector alone can take on. And to simply assume that the burden of what state services have been providing in the past can be foisted on the nonprofit sector is unrealistic. If you took all of the assets of philanthropy in Michigan and realized that we have community foundations in every county in Michigan, we have some of the largest international foundations in our state, and took all of their assets, put them in a pool, and said, fine, here you are, spend out all this money for all the services that government currently provides, you'd run out of cash in 90 days. So we have to be really realistic about how state government and local government work with nonprofits to solve our most perplexing issues at the community level. And I think the realistic view is to look at how we partner as opposed to how one foists responsibilities onto another.
And if you look at a story on page 4A of USA Today, it's titled Middle Class and Hungry in Post-Recession USA. Pockets of need are still cropping up in surprising places, yet only a third of those who are eligible seek help. So there's still great need.
Absolutely. And I think we have to really take a very close look at the economy and what we're seeing even in the recovery, which is here, but it's slow. Stateline USA, in one of its recent online postings, did an examination of all the states and where they are as far as red ink versus black ink. And of the states that they looked at, Michigan is not due to come out of a deficit. In other words, where our expenses and our revenues line up until 2020. As a matter of fact, we are ranked last among states in the country to come out of our recession. So when you look at that, this is not going to be an 18-month cycle recession. We are going to be making structural change for some time, and we have to look differently at how we do that. The middle class is being hammered even as we look at the not only the economy, but as government looks to conserve its resources and back off of certain programs that it provides to needy families, we're going to see fewer and fewer middle class and more in the poor class. And if we aren't very careful here and make some really smart, careful decisions in the next few years, we could set up our state for, rather than success, a race to the bottom.
What kind of smart decisions do we need to make?
Well, I think the first thing to look at is what opportunities are there for partnership and leverageability. There's a number of organizations in Michigan that are in the nonprofit sector looking to help state government, whether it's providing families with shelter when we look at Habitat for Humanity, or whether it's providing clothing and shelter to needy families when we look at Salvation Army. There are a number of different charities that work with government to provide services. What we're challenged by now is we're seeing that there's delayed in government payments for services already rendered, government reneging on contracts, renegotiating contracts in the middle of performance, and a serious examination of taxing charities, which is kind of counterintuitive, looking at properties that nonprofits possess and looking at those as a potential revenue for local government. The challenge with all of those scenarios is it assumes that there's this great influx of cash that nonprofits have to provide tax revenue or services, and they can't. So we need to be really smart. We need to look at what are the charitable incentives in Michigan. How do we spur on more of those rather than fewer? Right now we're seeing a threat to the charitable tax credit, which has provided funds for education, homeless shelters, food pantries, libraries, public radio. those are being eliminated in the current budget negotiations. We have to look at how state government looks at how it partners with local nonprofits, and rather than just saying and assuming that nonprofits will pick up where government has left off, we need to be at the table and work directly with the legislature, with the governor, with local municipalities, and say, what is the right course for us, and how can we all help?
Kyle, taxing nonprofits, who would have thunk it?
It's amazing. You know, the very core of the principles that we hold dear, that there is a social compact that is out there where nonprofits provide services at a lower cost and in a longer duration, where government and other sectors either choose not to because there's no profit motive, or can't because the vagaries of public funding make those programs unstable, have really eroded. And there's this a need for constant education of policymakers with regard to the proper role of government in the nonprofit sector. And I think that what we're seeing now is that you have to orient new members of the legislature and local municipalities all the time, because old assumptions are not carried forward, and you're constantly dealing with a new crop of people who need to be informed and need to be engaged in different ways.
Kyle, many times on this program we have this battle with our callers who believe that government should have no role, especially when they have budgets that are challenged, but government should not support charitable organizations or try to take care of the poor and the elderly. And then you have another side that says, you know what, it's our responsibility to do so. Trying to find balance in this area can be a challenge.
Well, I think there's challenges with both views. I mean, those that would believe that government should only be available for the common defense and delivering the mail have to then realize that those issues that government is addressing will not go away, that they will still be there, and in fact they will be grown exponentially by the fact that there is not support out there. On the other side, those that feel that government is the solution to all matters have got to realize that economically that is an unsustainable model, and that we have to figure out smart ways to talk about new solutions that don't pick winners and losers and don't live on the polar opposites of the argument that you quite rightly pointed out. Here's a couple examples I think that could be really helpful. We're looking now at how communities provide services for those who are unemployed, for those who don't have homes, and so forth. Michigan has a very unique tax credit system where we leverage $35 million in state expenditures, tax expenditures, and garner $100 million in local support, either going to community foundations, going to higher education for tuition programs, going to shelters and food pantries. That's a huge tool that we could look at promoting more. I don't know where else you're going to spend 35 cents and get 100 back. To me, it is a great opportunity. Another way to look at it is we have in Michigan a huge network, over 40,000 nonprofit organizations willing to help. But what we can't do is have government say, provide this service, it costs a dollar, but we're only going to pay 60 cents on the dollar, and the other 40 cents has to come in from individual donors, and then we're only going to give you 3 years to do this program, and you got to find money for this to be sustainable somewhere else. We have to think about smarter solutions, and I think this transformative economy gives us that opportunity.
Well, Kyle, everything we have been talking about, I'm sure, will come up over the next 2 days. The state budget will have a tremendous impact on the work of nonprofit organizations, as well as impact into the future of state government and nonprofit relationships, as you've been talking about. Governor Rick Snyder is going to address over 500 nonprofit executives in the Michigan Nonprofit Super Conference. Starts today, runs through tomorrow. This is a very important event for you.
It is. It's our annual conference, and as you pointed out, Tony, it brings together nonprofit leaders from all across the state and brings in national speakers and our leaders, including Governor Rick Snyder, which we're delighted he's agreed to come and join us. And we are really looking forward to having a robust discussion about how the nonprofit sector can and should be a partner in helping transform Michigan's economy. The governor has been a great supporter of the nonprofit sector. He's been clear that volunteerism and service is a priority for him. He put the Michigan Community Service Commission in his budget. That leverages AmeriCorps and other volunteers from across the state. So we're glad he's going to be there. We have Generation Xers, David Stillman, who's going to be talking about how you engage the next generation of leaders. We've got Steve Tobachman, who's the former Speaker of the House, who's now working on the Global Detroit Initiative that creates jobs and economic growth in Southeast Michigan, bringing immigrants in to help us with our new economy. It's just a great program, and we give out annually at this event an award for philanthropy called the Mauvey Service Award for Philanthropy, Mauvey Award for Philanthropy. And it brings not only national speakers and highlights people who do the work, but it also gives a great opportunity for people to sort of sharpen their tools, look at different ways that they can do business.
All right. We've been talking with our friend Kyle Caldwell. He's president and CEO of the Michigan Nonprofit Association. Their super conference goes today and tomorrow. It's at the Lansing Center. And, Kyle, we appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tony.